In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your brothers, forgives them.
Really? I mean, doesn't he know who these people are? I mean, doesn't he know what's in their hearts? Good grief, these are sinners par excellence. Sinned against him, big time. They did not believe that the bloody, pulped, and graveyard-dead preacher from Nazareth was God for them and for the world. I mean, it couldn't happen like that. It wasn't supposed to be like that. Messiahs aren't supposed to be massacred like that. Now he's dead. We followed a fraud. It's all over for him and for us. No, it's not. He's risen, just as he promised many times. The Holy Spirit-filled messianic age, as promised by the prophets, has now come. And so now what does he do? It looks so irresponsible, doesn't it? Reckless. Kind of like sending a prophet to preach to a dead, dry bones congregation and telling them to live. Well, Jesus does what he does. He applies the fruit and power of his resurrection to the sinners for whom he died. With his words and the Spirit and his words from his divine mouth. Because he's been sent by the Father, peace be with you, to those locked up in their fear and their sin. His words do and give what they say. You know, just like in Ezekiel 37, then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Davar and Asar. Now, how about you? Doesn't he know who you are? Of course he does. You too are his sinners, big time ones, against him. Forgives you too? Does he dare? He does. The disciples are forgiven, and so are you. From his mouth comes the almighty power of his death and resurrection, the reign of all heaven, and the gift of everlasting life for you, his sinners. After all, the disciples' sins and your sins, they belong to him. He took them. He wrapped himself in them. And he got damned. He propitiated all of the Father's wrath by his divine blood. I mean, don't you see his wounds? They're showing. He doesn't cover them up. This is the same Jesus who cried out, Tetelestai. And behold the marks of his doing the salvation job, to atone for all sin and for every sinner. The atoning sacrifice for sin is his doing, and so too the delivery of all that he Good Friday-ly accomplished. And so John 20, the institution of holy absolution and the holy office of the ministry, for the speaking of this Lord and God's words, the bestowal of his absolution. His good use for you in the holy ministry is for you to speak his Spirit-filled words of forgiveness to his sinners. How beautiful are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, and who says to Zion, your God reigns. You are his mouthpieces. As the Father has sent me, so now I send you. Whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. The absolution, divine, the Lord's. You are his mouthpieces to deliver his forgiveness with his words. When you say his words, those that hear them hear the words of the Lord. He who hears you hears me. Luke 10:16. Remarkably, Luke 10:16 is quoted 5 times in the Book of Concord regarding the office of the ministry. Now, I know what you're thinking. How dare a man talk as if the Lord himself is talking? And the only answer that holds is that the Lord has put him there to speak his words. The Lord wants his words to be heard. And so the German of Apology 28 says, through their mouths. Apology 7 says, when pastors give out the words of Christ or the sacraments of Christ, they offer them in the stead and place of Christ. Christi vice et loco. The same article declares, they represent the person of Christ on account of the call of the church and do not represent their own persons. As Christ himself testifies, Luke 10:16, he who hears you hears me. The The small catechism teaches you to receive the absolution from the pastor as from God himself, or as if Christ our dear Lord were dealing with us himself. Article 28 of the Augsburg Confession puts it quite nicely, that the power of the keys, or the power of the bishops, according to the gospel, is a power or commandment of God to preach the gospel, to remit and retain sins, and to administer the sacraments. For with this commandment, Christ sends forth his apostles. As the Father sent me, even so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. So, brothers, it's all from the Lord. His doing, his giving, and what is by his mandated institution is certain and sure. Anything referenced to you is not. Did you hear the other reading? Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, indeed. Given from the Lord his words in John 20, ministers of the new covenant we are of the Spirit that gives. Consequently, the small catechism's question is, do you believe that my forgiveness is God's forgiveness? Well, do you? I'm asking you, and I want an answer. Do you?
Yes.
Wonderful. And as you believe, so you have. And now, I'm going to be as audacious as the Lord who sent me in the apostolic ministry to proclaim good news to you, his sinners, in the way like a Ezekiel 37, Davar and Asar. In the stead by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.